Father, make me a carrier of the fruitfulness of your presence and set me on fire for you. Father, let me begin to operate in my calling by divine revelation and direction. And let there be a manifestation of your power, authority, and glory in our lives. Father, help us to find comfort and joy in coming into your presence this morning and be in the company of your worldly elite and personality. In Jesus' name I pray. Good morning, everyone. And I hope everyone will have a great week. This morning, we are going to look at a title called How God Sees You. How God Sees You. How God Sees You. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 139, verses 1 to 18. Psalm 139, verses 1 to 18. I need a fast reader who can read for us. Psalm 139, verses 1 to 18.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and me like my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light above me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance yet unformed, and in your book they are all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they should be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in my spirit that God's spirit with us this morning. Because if we see everything we will be doing, it's all about what we are talking now. You know, sometimes we'll be asking, well, how does God see me? Many of us, we are experiencing one situation or another right now. You are asking, with the situation that we are in, is God even seeing me at all? With all the troubles, all the turbulence, all the storm that I'm facing right now. I remember, even before this coronavirus we're experiencing now, some of us have a lot of expectations that we desire to achieve in short terms. This pandemic has affected every of our plans. And we are still asking ourselves, why this situation arises at this time? Why are we having this barrier? Why am I be in this situation? Brethren, there are many reasons why we feel stuck that allows us to be discouraged or failing to reach a target or winning position. There are reasons why people lose their eagerness, zeal for life. There are reasons why God's people lose their hope, the sense of purpose, and the joy. If you are in that category, brethren, I want to assure you this morning that God sees you. You know, if you, like the scripture we just read now, Psalm 39 verse 1 to 5 said, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Oh Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel. And when I rest at home, you know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing upon my head. Brethren, our Heavenly Father sees you through eyes of love and forgiveness. He sees you where you are. But more importantly, he sees the person he made you to be. God sees all the handsome potential and possibilities he created you to fulfill. So, brethren, whatever your present situation that you are in right now, maybe you are looking at, okay, what's happening around me? Every wall is falling around me. This is not going the way I feel it should be going. Why am I experiencing this storm at this time? When I was coming to this land, I was promised that I'll be fulfilled. Brother, I want to remind you that in life, there are some people who walk and some people who run. Just want us to remember that in the days of Noah, God gave to us and us the same number of days to reach Noah's ark. Everybody, you know us. We know turtles. You know how fast turtles can run. We know how horses can run. But God gave them the same number of days for them to reach the ark. Turtles go there, us go there. Hallelujah. So in life, there will be challenges. There will be ups and downs. Brother, I want just to assure you this morning that you will reach your destination in Jesus' name. Brother, some people may tend to define you with your present situation or have some impression about you. You know, maybe, but again, remember that God sees you. Let me just remind us about a little bit about the history of Joseph. The way people perceive Joseph. Jacob saw in Joseph a fine son. I believe all of us can agree with that. You know, because Jacob loved Joseph. But let's ask, what about his brothers? How did our brothers see Joseph? The brothers saw Joseph as a useless dreamer. He's the one that dreams and tells them, you know, what's going to happen. And that is why they hated Joseph so much. And that's why they plan to sell Joseph as a slave. Remember that his brother sold Joseph to traders. So the traders that his brother sold saw Joseph as what? As a slave. The traders sold Joseph to Potiphar. You remember that story? And we know that Potiphar is an officer of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Potiphar was the captain of the palace guard. But he, the Potiphar himself, saw Joseph as a true servant. As a true servant. The Potiphar's wife saw Joseph as what? He saw Joseph as a potential boyfriend. So you can see that different people are seeing Joseph in a different form of light. The prison guard saw Joseph as a prisoner. Brethren, every single of them, including his father, his brother, the trader, Potiphar, his wife, Potiphar's wife, they were all wrong. Because what God saw in Joseph is different. God saw Joseph as a potential prime minister of Egypt. Hallelujah. It does not matter what people see in you. I just want you to be encouraged this morning that God sees you. No matter the situation you are in, God sees potential in you. And that potential will lift you out of your situation and give you victory over that situation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, you will be asking yourself that, okay, well, I'm in this situation and I'll be praying, I'll be fasting in this situation. You know, so how can God, okay, can choose me and to able to elevate me out of this situation I find myself? In 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are be chosen by God himself. So, brethren, it does not matter what your age is. That is why he chose Abraham. It does not matter what your experience is. That is why he chose David. It does not matter what your past is. That is why he called Paul. It does not matter what your gender is. That is why he lifted Esther. It does not matter what your friend or speech or how eloquent you are. That is why he chose Moses. Brethren, it does not matter what your appearance is. That is why he chose Zacchaeus. All of us remember Zacchaeus. It's a very short one. Remember in Luke 19 verse 5, when Jesus came by and looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name, Zacchaeus, he said, quickly come down, I must be a guest in your home. Because Zacchaeus was so short, and again want to see Jesus, so he had to go and climb the tree. But again, among the multitude that present, I want to see Jesus. Jesus identified Zacchaeus. So it doesn't matter about your appearance or how you look like or how whatever you be. God will choose you. Hallelujah. No matter what your career is, that is why he chose Mary Magdalene. So, brethren, God sees great things in you. So don't let the situation that we are in or the situation that is happening around you now that's pulling you apart or drifting you away from God, because everything is under control. Because I know the best is yet to come. I just wanted to remind you that the Lord has a great plan for you and created you to achieve this. You know, there are two bullet points I want to discuss this morning regarding how God sees you. And remember the scripture we read. Psalm 139:1-18 we read. You know, the first thing I want to discuss, that important truth I want to discuss about the way God sees you. Number one, God knows everything about you. God knows everything about you. In verse 13 to 18, we read that you, in that scripture we read, You made all the delicate inner part of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. You watch over, you watch me as I was being formed in the uterus secretion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day has passed. Hallelujah. This, I just read from the New Living Translation. If I go to King James, especially verse 15, says, "My substance was not hidden from thee." The word "my substance" mean, by the way I was being formed in my womb, in the womb, when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. That's what King James said. So God knows everything about you. He knows everything about you. So that means no matter the situation that we are in, no matter the storm that is going around us, He knows everything about you. I know that this morning I'm speaking to someone, and I know that God is about to do a wonderful things in your life. Even your door opening is around the corner. Your appointment is around the corner. God has heard your prayer. So He knows everything about you. Your substance is more than your flesh. It is the sum of all the natural gifts, talents, dreams, personalities, and the abilities. So God knows everything about that. Even before you are conceived in your mother's womb, God saw you as a whole and unique person. So no matter the situation that we are in right now, my brethren, God sees you. God hears you. He knows where to uplift you. We should not depart from God. Remember this morning when we were doing Sunday school this morning, the memory verse is part of the memory verse we read. That His word should not depart in our mouth. God will not depart from us. Because He knows you. He knows everything about you. He made you one of a kind. And from your beginning, He saw your ending. The Lord has always known what you could do, what you could be and do. Because He was the one who created you. So, pray this morning, don't be afraid. He hears you. He knows you. No matter the situation, the storm around you, turbulence around you, no matter what you are thinking, oh, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make this? How am I going to, you know? He sees you. He sees your heart. He knows your desire. He knows everything about you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The second point we are going to talk this morning, God is the author and finisher of our days. God is the author and finisher of our days. Hallelujah. In verse 16, we read that the eyes, I'm reading from the King James Version now. That the eye this sees my substance, yet being imperfect. And in that book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when they are yet there, and there was none of them. If I read the new Living Translation says, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day has passed. Brethren, remember, you two were born in a particular time. We are all born in a particular time, to a particular family, in a particular situation, in a particular location. He made our life a set of number of years in a set of environment, so that we could be and do all he has created us to be. Remember, he is the author and finisher of our days. Every person is born into circumstances with both good and bad aspects. Each of us will encounter a degree of evil and righteousness. We will all face the reality of death and life. God created us, equipped us, and then filled us with His Holy Spirit to face situations that with help and guidance, we will transform from death to life, evil to good, and bad to best. Brilliant. I know that this month, this year is going gradually, and today is the last day of the fifth month of this year. By tomorrow, or some few hours from some hours to come, we'll be in June, the sixth month of the year. And I'll be thinking, this past month has gone. I've not able to achieve what I want to achieve. Or this situation is still persisting. How is this going to be solved? Oh, I'm in this financial situation with all this economic situation around us. How am I going to pay my mortgage? Oh, I can't even able to even to have 3 square meals anymore because situation I find myself. You start thinking how all these things will come to by. Brethren, God sees you. God sees you. God hear your prayer. He's God hear your prayer. He's going to lift you out of the situation. You are going to be victorious on the situation around us. Hear us. Hear us. Your purpose on this earth is to develop your God-given gift, talents, and abilities to the best of your ability so that you can empower the world around you for Christ. If you ever wonder why you are on this earth, understand that God has placed you here in a unique person with unique mission at establishing the extending His kingdom on earth as is in heaven. Your potential lies securely and completely in that purpose. God, He sees you. Brethren, I just want to reassure you again this morning that your miracle is around the corner. Your breakthrough is here because God sees you. God sees you. I want us to pray. Psalm 46, verse 1 to 2 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Dear Father, you remind us over and over in your word that you are always with us. You tell us not to fear, and you draw us close into your presence. You are the only one, you are the only place we find refuge in the storm that surrounds us right now, Lord. You are the only place we can find peace and strength. So we ask you for your words of truth and power to strengthen us in our inner being and life of our hearts to you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you know the way we take. You have a plan. We look to you today, our Lord and Savior, to seek your face we seek. Job 23 verse 10 says, but he knows the way that I take when he has tested me, and I will come forth as gold. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your word that says you give all the power to come out of this trial, this storm, as gold. Thank you that this storm will not last forever, but we are only passing through. Thank you that nothing has taken you by surprise. You know our journey better than we know it ourselves. You will use this time of testing for good. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Thank you, Lord, that you are victorious over every trouble and obstacle. Thank you that you have overcome sins and death and any evil that we may face today. And because of you, we too are overcomers. We too can have victory, and we can walk strong in your presence. Romans 8 verse 28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him, who has been called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord, that you are our redeemer. We will not waste our pain. Thank you that we can be assured all things, not some things, but all, we work together for our good. For those who love you and call according to your purpose. James 1:2-3 says, consider it pure joy, my brother and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Thank you, Lord, that you are producing in us great endurance through the hard places. You are building the spiritual muscle. We press in close to your presence today. No matter what obstacle we are facing, we choose joy. 2 Corinthians 1:4-5 says, who comfort us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort with ourselves received from God. For just as we share abundantly in the suffering of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. Thank you, Lord, for our comfort abounds through Christ. Nothing in the world can bring us the comfort and peace that you alone can offer. Thank you that you understand our trials and you care and you see us. Through our struggles and pain, help us to be with your vessel to offer comfort and strength to others who are hurting. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 12 to 9. 2 Corinthians 9, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 to 10 says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, insult, in hardship, in persecutions, in difficulties. For I am weak, then I'm strong.'" Thank you, Lord, that through every weaknesses and hard places, your strength is the place in our lives. We can't do it on our own, but you can through us. Your power is mighty within us. You are our helper and our strength. All things are possible through you. Thank you, Lord, that through this trial, you are using our lives and circumstances to make a mark on this world. Draw us close to yourself. Make many know of your great names. May they hear our works and miracles of your faithfulness. We choose again today to fix our eyes, not all the troubles that surround us, but you alone. Isaiah 52:12 says, "For the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be with your rear guide." We praise you, God, for you go before us and cover us from behind. You walk beside us and make our footsteps firm. You are our protector and defense. We never have to fear that we are alone. Thank you for your powerful presence surrounding us. We renew our focus on you this today. Thank you in advance for all the things you've done for us. We love you, God. We need you. We choose to look to you today and every day. In Jesus' name I pray. I want us to sing this song again that we sang in the beginning of this word. He knows my name. I want the choir to help us to sing this.
Hallelujah. I am a father. Before my heart, you'll never leave me.
I go in Africa. He will never leave me. He knows my name. He knows everything.
Yes, me when I call. Jesus knows, he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. Jesus knows, he knows my name. He knows my name, he knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees my tears as they fall. He sees each thing that falls. And he hears me when I call. Yes, he hears me when I call.
Thank you, Lord. Now, we are going to, this is now going to be the closing prayer for this service this morning.